Hello, this is Tim Myers from Kenner High School. Today I'm discussing the topic of freedom. I just want to start off by explaining the effects which made the issue in the first place. Throughout the past couple of years, Americans have witnessed a large-scale addiction epidemic of painkillers known as opioids, and with 130 deaths due to opioids and about 6% of users transitioning to heroin, it was a massive problem faced in Nason just recently. However, a less discussed that could be on the rise for both the wrong and right reasons is known as Wichgana speciosa, or Kratom, which is a herbal cure to addiction. Normally found through a drink or a concoction of some sort, addicts are saying that it helps them get off the more aggressive substances they abused in the first place. And well, with everything, it has consequences as well. An issue forming with the herb have also been found to be addictive, or they use it with more dangerous substances, creating overdoses. But however, unlike the other substances, Kratom is perfectly legal in all but 4 states. There's a whole community around the herb too, and all that. People who aren't addicts, and at the same time, it's just growing the opioid addiction crisis. People want to see the herb as like an easy curve to the problem, but it's becoming its own smaller crisis. Though not lethal itself, you can draw serious dependence off of it, and if that becomes the case, you'll suffer from effects like muscle aches, emotional changes, etc. Side effects of using the actual drug are things like nausea, dry mouth, constipation, loss of appetite, hallucinations, and I think we need to make the public aware of the dangers of this herb before we have another epidemic of addiction. If we get out this info to the people in the right mannerism, hopefully we can prevent further issues, yet you never know how much you could have prevented until it's too late. This is Tyler Barnes from Kenner High School English Department. I'm just giving you a short explanation of the problem we may have to see on the news in recent times. Adios.